All right, Jet Lawrence, how was your day? Both motos to me looked like you were just coming up from the back, both motos.
Yeah, obviously first one I was planning on like getting on the dry on the right side.
Yep.
And yeah, just two guys collided on the inside of me and just pushed me off, took out an American flag pole and that stuff, some banners. And yeah, this front just, you know, checking out the mechanics, making sure they're all okay. I was like, yep, you're good. They're like, yes. So I was like, cool. I got a race to do, so I was...
Colors don't run, by the way. It's America's motto.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, in the first one, riding was really good. I was feeling good. I came back from, like, 37th to 12th, which is really, really good. And then...
Did you have a lot of practice passing this year so far?
I think in that race, for sure. I passed quite a lot of guys on the first few laps in that. But then, yeah, second one, I got a really good start. But I think Peter and I collide, like hit each other a little bit, so I got off balance and then allowed AMR to get around that stuff, so it closed down. A little bit annoyed about that, but and then yeah, I was just not riding very aggressive as I was in the first one, so the second one wasn't as good. But I don't know what I got overall or what in the position, because the pit lane was so bad.
I think it was 12. I think you got 12 or 13.
Probably so. Not too bad. This was good, like, experience in that, so I'm very happy I was able to do this and that stuff. So I'm very, very happy with what I've done so far. I never would have thought I would have gone this far. Obviously, seeing that now, I just hope I would have done a lot better.
Right.
I know I don't need to work, and I especially need to work on my qualifying, because that's terrible. And just qualifying. I know in the races I'm good. I'm more of a racer, not much of a practice guy. In qualifying, I have to do like freaking 5 laps in a row to get that one fast one. But I still got no muscle on me to muscle the bike yet. But yeah, I should go back home, train, build some more muscle for Supercross, and obviously I'll be doing Monster Cup. Monster Cup on amateurs to get, because I haven't done a Supercross race at all. So I'll do that, get some experience with that, then I'll probably do Minios, and then after that, hopefully on the pro bike and doing some Supercross. And I am planning on going East Coast Supercross, but if I'm not ready, I'll just wait 1 year out and go straight to motocross, and then next year probably do it.
Which was your favorite track of the ones you raced so far?
This track was pretty fun with the big jumps and that. I liked Unadilla though. It was quite cool with all the ruts and that stuff, very technical and that. So, but yeah, to be honest, they're all quite cool, especially from amateur track. I think all the tracks are a lot better than any amateur track. But yeah, to be honest, I think this track is pretty fun because it had some big jumps. Like, so probably this track, but yeah.
Thanks, guys. hey, last week.
Dicks.
Yeah, they're dicks. Their whole team is full of dicks. Last week, you pulled off. You really hurt my Pulp Mex fantasy score.
Yeah, on the first one.
Yeah. I just want you to know you really hurt me.
A little bit of a miscommunication with me and my mechanic.
Yes.
And he was in pit lane cheering me on with the pit board.
Yep.
He was clapping the pit board. And to me, when I seen it, it looked like he was kind of waving me in, like, to not get points. Because I wasn't sure.
Because
I think we have, like, a limited amount of points to, like, we can only get so much. And then we have to go pro if we get more than that.
Yep.
So I didn't want to do that, because I really want to do Monster Cup for experience and that stuff. And then, yeah, so a little bit of miscommunication with that. And I came after, and I was like, he's like, why'd you pull in? I'm like, you were waving me. And he's like, no, you dumbass, I was telling you to go.
Right.
I was like, okay. Even at Unadilla, he had my lap time, but he had no, like, dot.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 2 minutes and 23 or something like that. And I thought he was meaning like a double-double triple. I came in, I'm like, where the hell's the double-double triple?
Where's
the triple?
Looking for a 2-2-3.
Where's the triple? I was thinking, where the hell is it? But he's like, no, it was your lap time. I'm like, oh. Okay.
We got to work on these communications.
Yeah.
We need to have a sit down and chat a little bit. But then second one, I always thought I was going to be from the back with my start, but I got quite lucky in the first turn at Bud's Creek.
Yeah.
And I was in a really good spot. I think it was at fifth or something. And feeling really good. And then this, like, yeah, it was really humid and hot there. And I haven't been in humid for, like, a while. So, like, I was in quite nice, cool weather before. Yep. So it hit me quite hard, the heat. And, yeah, I just started to get a little bit blurry vision, that stuff. And this, I felt like I was going to faint. I knew I wasn't, but I just felt like it. And, yeah, I was just like, I'm better off just pulling in.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
I'm not, like, going for any championship. Right. And I didn't want to mess up my next week for this. Otherwise, all next week, I would be trying to recover for this. And I just would have screwed myself. I'm like, well, at least I know I needed to work on. So I was like, I pulled in. I'm like, at least I know I can do their pace. And so, yeah.
Hey, impressive rides, I think, every motor you did. So nice job on that. And we'll see the Monster Cup. Thank you.
Yeah,